broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello, Neil. We are here.
Yes, we are.
Wednesday night.
Yep.
Except Bubba's out delivering turkeys, Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yep.
He's like,
a dirty job. Somebody's
it's a tough
do
job
this.
You got to do. Well, there's going to be a lot of happy people tonight.
Maybe I ought to go home. Maybe he's bringing me one.
He might be bringing us all one.
He's or like, is it just for Cooper?
I don't know.
Cooper employees, probably.
Could be. Could
or
be.
Just... If he's doing it for idiots, I'd be getting two of them.
Oh, they'd be bringing them, dumping them wide open out there.
Truckload.
He's the turkey Santa. Turkey Santa.
Yep.
Dropping them off. I love it.
Yep. And, you know, we just had the people from Hand Up Village on, and they're hand up, not a handout. Hand up, you're trying to, and not just giving people stuff so they can get by for a little bit. They're trying to help them get back up on their feet.
On their
and,
feet.
And man, is that is such a good thing.
That's incredible.
And, you know, we found out through this, there's pretty close to 100 homeless people in Mercer County.
Mercer County.
Can
you, that possible?
Incredible, isn't it?
You know, we were. I was astounded that there was more than two.
Yeah,
you know.
I guess you think when you think of a homeless, you're driving up, seeing somebody standing on a sidewalk. But I mean, where are these people?
Yeah, they. Well, as they were saying, a lot of them spend their days, especially when it's hot or cold, in the big box stores. They'll go to Walmart, they'll go to Menards, they'll go to wherever, you know, somewhere where they can kind of be invisible.
Yeah.
And he said, you can, if you kind of watch, they're the ones, they won't necessarily be dressed like bums, but they'll be pushing an empty cart.
Oh, yeah, they got...
Yeah.
Can't buy nothing.
Yeah. But they want to look like they belong there.
Yeah.
And
stay out
they
of
don't
weather.
Cause trouble.
No.
But, you know, and it not hurting anything.
You know, I bet in my time at Cooper's, I'll bet there's been at least a couple dozen where the people that we interviewed or somebody who came to work for the first day or so was living in their car.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's incredible.
I know there's at least a half a dozen times where we'd hire a person, they'd come for the first day, and we'd notice that their car never left.
Mm.
And that's the only place they had to sleep.
Sit out there and sit in their car. Once in a while, I like with servicing cars and stuff, I'll notice that. You know, there's like, good Lord, you know, this guy's a pig. You know, and I start looking at them thinking,
Yeah.
You know, there's like clothes everywhere, all over everything, you know, and it's like, good God, do they ever clean this stuff up? But then that didn't even dawn on me.
Yeah.
They're living in that thing.
Yeah. So it's and you know it, we tend to be protected from that stuff, and then we tend to be cynical.
Yeah.
You know, there's a large percentage of people, and at times I might be one of them that think, well, those people just made bad choices in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if like they would stop using drugs and stop drinking excessively or whatever it is, you know. And you know, thanks to guys like you know, Bruce and Hank, you know, they kind of make sure that you think, look, you know what, if like they don't have parents or family around here and they suddenly lose their job or they become ill, who do they have?
They're in trouble.
You know, and you know, when like they talk about the group now that's got a lot of foster kids and stuff, it's easy to see how that population's growing.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Yeah. Let's talk about sports.
Sports! Indians are getting close to winter sports, probably getting about ready to go.
Yep, you know, the, next week from Friday, the girls start.
Week from Friday?
Yep. That's it's going to be a good one. I just have moved my...
that'll be interesting.
Moved my schedules to a completely different room, so I have to get this, see if I can get it up here on the screen. But the girls start on next Friday. And I think they have Friday, Saturday, maybe Monday. I'll get that here in a second. And then the boys start on December 2nd. I got that up here. And that'll be the Jay County Day.
Oh, that's December 2nd?
Yeah. And it'll be girls at noon at Jay County, boys at 6 here in Fort Recovery. So next year it'll be the other way around.
So we're opening with the Patriots, huh?
The boys are.
Boys are.
Girls will be about their third or they'll be.
Who are the girls open with?
Crestview, at Crestview. I remember that. I'm getting it up here.
You can bet they'll be tough. They're always tough.
So, no, it is Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. So it's at Crestview on Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And is that right?
They play Saturday too that weekend?
Yeah, Friday the 20th. Yeah. So, and then Saturday, 6 o'clock game, one of the few Saturday night games for the ladies. That'll be 6 o'clock at home against Arcanum.
Good.
And then on Tuesday, it'll be home versus Mississinewa Valley. And then it'll be again Saturday with the girls at Jay County at noon and the boys at Fort Recovery at 6.
So, Fee, do you remember when we used to open on the day before Thanksgiving? Like our first basketball game would be a Wednesday night before
Boys game.
Boys game.
Boys game?
Yep. Yep.
That's been a while ago.
Yeah. Well, probably since Title IX or whatever it is probably the last time that happened.
Yeah. I'm guessing
because it's been a while, but we used to always play Ohio City.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Always played Ohio City on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now you say that. That is true.
But
that was probably before your time, wasn't it?
Yeah. I remember Ohio City playing them.
And I'm pretty sure that's
about our only win, probably.
A few years it was pretty tough because
their gym was a classic.
Yeah, and they had a guy that was kind of Kenny Hybe-ish, Dave Schindler, and could shoot the lights.
Minden, right?
Nope, that was Ohio City. Schindler was Ohio City, but Minden had some big time shooters.
The name sounds good. Schindler.
I'm trying to remember those early guys. One of them was Hybe's era, and I can't remember that the Minden guy's name, but he was really good. We've had some great
Minden always
players.
Had one good player.
Yeah. Yep.
Like McGilvery. There was a McGilvery over there.
Greg McGilvery. I think there's two McGilverys. Greg was one of them. I remember that. But
they had the Griggs.
Yep.
Griggs.
Yep.
Griggs.
Yep.
They would cross half court and shoot.
Yep.
Of course, the gym's only 60 feet long.
Take two steps to shoot it.
Well, and that's what you know. That's what we did in our old gym. You know, it's a high beam. High beam. Two dribbles. Somebody get a rebound. Two or three dribbles, and you shoot. Man. Those are good old days,
them
man.
Good old days.
So, what happened to Deshaun Watson?
Broken bone in his shoulder?
When?
I don't know. I mean, was he playing with his broken bone? Because he played the second half of the game and he was
played the second half limping.
And he had the great, they kept telling about his leg was bad.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden his shoulder blew out.
Sprained his ankle and then it comes back Tuesday.
Are you kidding?
Broke his shoulder.
Yeah. Comes out, he's done for the season. Wait, did he break his ankle? What? No, he broke his shoulder.
I'd say he got a heavy masseuse.
I'm going to say what happened is...
I tipped over on him, broke his shoulder.
She was a little rough on him.
Rubbed him a little too hard.
I'm going to say it was lake effect snow, and he got it shoveling snow. I could be wrong on that.
That could be. That's just incredible.
Yeah, because, you know, I think he can afford to get to pay somebody to shovel his snow.
Yep.
He's got that guaranteed contract for $600 billion or whatever.
How do you play an entire NFL football game, you know, against one of the most physical teams in the league?
Yeah.
You know, you have a slightly sprained ankle, but everybody thinks, yeah, I think his ankle will be okay. And 3 days later, you have a broken shoulder.
He's got an MRI on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading everything about what's going on. You know, is he going to be okay? He's got an MRI on his foot. Make sure it's okay. Then they come out the day and say, shoulder's broke. No, wait a minute. What'd he do?
He had to fall down in the hospital.
That's what I said. Did he fall over in the hospital? What the hell?
Yeah, he had to fall down in the hospital.
Oh. I bet it happened on the very last play that he was in the game. I bet that's what happened.
That is such Browns. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly.
It's like somebody said this year. I think it was Greg Kolick actually was saying, if all the bad luck that the Browns have had, they're starting to get good luck this year. He goes, you guys are going to win the Super Bowl. Well, we're back. Slap rocks are back.
You know, we had opposing team kickers that were missing kicks.
Yeah.
Our kicker was making kicks.
Everything. Yep.
And
it was just it was like
he fell down in the hospital.
This could be the year. This could be the year. So, what do you do if you're the owner of that thing, or you're the general manager, coach? Do you say, go get somebody? We got to get somebody. But all I could think is the Bears. Remember the Bears when they were so good? That defense was so good, and Jim McMahon was terrible.
Yep.
And they would barely score a touchdown or two, and they'd win every game because their defense was so good. That's where the Browns are at. But
I mean, they have got to win games 14-10.
Yes.
And they can't turn the ball over and let the other team's defense score.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. So, it's kind of crazy that way that's all going. And you know, just...
$10 is amended.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll believe him.
Later. Bobby's updating us on that, baby.
Yep, he knows.
He knew.
He wasn't born yet, but when we were playing him. But
well, and I think there were several good shin dollars too.
Could have been.
You know,
I only remember one, but apparently I remember him wrong because he was at Ohio City when I remembered him.
Well, I had a crush on a girl.
Shin dollar girl?
Nope. Mm. It was my first year in college, and her name was Patty Johnson.
Patty Johnson.
And she married John Shindollar.
There you go.
Who was a pretty good basketball player, but I think he had an older brother that was really good. Huh. And, you know, I'm just sorry that she couldn't see me play.
She was probably sorry that she did see you play.
I think it was a John Shindollar or there was a Dave Shindollar.
Dave Shindollar?
I think.
Dave's the one I remember. I thought I remembered, but I thought he was at
Greg McGilvery.
Ohio City.
Greg McGilvery.
Yep.
Greg McGilvery is really
Bendon
good.
Had a Johnston?
I don't remember that.
About 77?
Oh, that Tom, right?
Tom Johnson?
Tom. Good. They beat St. Henry.
What was that wasn't...
In tournament. I think maybe in like 76. It was...
Who beat Dave Stahl when they were undefeated or whatever? Was that Parkway?
Yeah. No, I think I was Mendon.
Mendon?
With that Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep.
That happened to him every year until...
Parkway had...
Until Mike Post came along.
Roebuck and Morrison.
Yeah, Roebuck was one of the names I was trying to think of.
Roebuck and Morrison.
But there's still one other one up there that was really, really good.
I think Parkway was like 18-2 the when I was a senior. And we were 6-14. We took them into overtime.
Is that right?
Yes. And we had a chance at a last second shot to win it in regulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jack, in 71, you were a sophomore?
What's that?
Were you a sophomore or a freshman in 71 when we won?
He would have been
in 71. I'd have been a freshman.
Oh, you're freshman. Okay.
Yep.
So were you like on a JV team?
I got cut when I was an eighth grader, and I didn't go out when I was a freshman.
Then you came back.
I came back.
Then he came back. I like that.
Okay.
I quit when I was a freshman baseball, and I came back my senior year.
Yep.
Took 2 years off.
And you were tougher than hell too, wasn't you?
Mm.
I tried to quit, but they
would have played all.
They wouldn't let me start. They wouldn't let me get on the team to start with, so I couldn't quit. But I tried to quit, but
so the Bengals had a tough loss.
Ooh, and how about the North Division? They're tremendous.
It's incredible.
They could all four make it.
If like you think about it, if the Bengals beat the Ravens tomorrow night. That whole division is totally up for grabs.
Up for grabs. That's exactly right.
And that's why if, like, you take a guy who can hand the ball off, pass enough to just keep teams honest, doesn't turn it over.
Yep.
The Browns' schedule favors them greatly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they've got 4 or 5 winnable games.
Yeah, and if they can get 4 more, that'll get them 10 wins. That'll get them in. I think that'd get them in. But it's
interesting that.
Well, what about Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
The team you're describing is Pittsburgh.
Yep, I mean, exactly.
They're so bad offensively, too. That when we played them on that. Was it Monday night? They were horrible. There was only one way we were going to lose that game, and that was if we gave them the ball for their defense to score.
Yep.
And they did it twice.
And
yep. It was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. They couldn't move it an inch. Unbelievable. But it'll be a little different this game, probably. I see today they decided they're going to play that DTR or whatever.
Yeah.
Start him.
And you wonder why. I mean, because was unbelievably bad the first game. So
Baltimore.
Apparently he shows something.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if he's in practice and he's just lighting things up and they're thinking his kid might be ready.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I seen today they were saying, go find Brady.
Yeah.
Who's the other guys out there that are sitting around that Matt Ryan or whatever? And just go get a quarterback with some experience that could just get us a couple passes for a touchdown.
You know, and when like you see like I heard Rob Gronkowski today say that Mac Jones from New England, who is being treated terribly in New England,
used right now,
and has zero talent around him,
yeah,
should go and ask to be released now and go over and sign with the Browns.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the Browns could trade Dobbs.
Yeah.
You know? How valuable would he be right now?
Oh, I know.
He's up in Minnesota. They're thinking that...
And he's won 2 games in a row.
Yeah. That he is going to lead them to the playoffs.
Yeah, he's going to get them back in the playoffs.
When he could be doing the exact same thing in the Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree. Well, one thing good, our defense is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's still... There's something... they lack from a discipline standpoint. It still worries me when push comes to shove. Can they make the big play? And I still have seen
question marks on them.
Yeah,
I don't know. I agree, but
yeah,
they got a guy that's a freak.
Yes,
I mean that Garrett is a freak.
Myles Garrett is. He's got to be in the lead, a lead consideration for the Defensive Player of the Year.
Boy, I would think so.
He has to.
I mean, he does things that are, the the Colts game where he jumped over the
That
was the neatest thing I've ever seen.
He blocked a kick. I think he scored a touchdown. He caused at least one fumble, maybe
in the
two.
End zone. Yeah,
that was incredible.
Oh my God, that guy's he's a disruptor. He gets back here and they can't stop him.
Oh, you better have a pretty healthy offensive line, or he is going to eat you up.
He will eat you up
without a doubt.
And that other kid, the Tomlinson, at the other side now, that helps too. But like, I guess I was sleeping. But when did the 49ers get Chase Young?
That was the last day of the
last trade, trade day. I must have quit paying attention to it or anything. When I seen him playing there, and I went, "No way, man! They got Bosa on one end, they got Chase on the other."
I know they got Joey Bosa and Chase Young. That ain't bad.
That's a nice little bookends you got there, Buckeye bookends.
Yeah, incredible. Hey, B, I gotta go.
Got ahead.
And I think Neil either wants you to take a break.
Oh, break or time, man. We ought to do that.
He's having
Bubba's good at that.
A seizure back here.
He takes he takes a lot of breaks. I'm not very good at it.
Bubba, bring four of your turkey rolls up to FR Radio, please. We
four turkey rolls coming in. All right. Yep. But I hope that's thanks for sticking around a little bit, Jack, talking a little brownies with me.
Sports Talk, sponsored by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 4th through Saturday, December 30th during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, can honor a loved one, or decorate a tree just for the fun of it. Hundreds of people stop into the library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. If you'd like to decorate a tree, please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
We're back. Thanks, Jack, for hanging around, chit-chatting with us. And
did a little chit-chat.
We did all of our talked a little bit of stuff, and we kind of rehashed our talk with our hand up village. And
pretty cool.
And, So, thanks, Jack. See you next week.
We are going to have a show next week. Correct. Mr. Spencer?
Yes, we're going to do something or other.
Yeah, we may have
still working on a guest for Insight. I think Insight, we have somebody, awesome. But we were just talking off the air about maybe doing
a little gala preview.
Yeah, and getting Brother Bill in. And
Billy in here. And
everybody sit around and talk about how that's going to go and kind of start promoting it, I guess.
Getting ready.
Yep.
I just told my wife tonight, I said, we're only about a month away from that thing.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Yeah. And then month.
Well, actually 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Yep.
20. 6 weeks to Christmas.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Flying by. Crazy. Well, like we talked about a little bit with Fort Recovery Sports, we'll try to get, I know Bubba's going to try to get Jack or Bobby to come in and the girls coach. It'd be nice. Maybe we can get the girls coach next week too before.
Yep.
They open up the day after, right?
Thanksgiving. Yes. Yep.
So if we could possibly get him in, we might just have him come in. Talk for an hour and then talk a little gala after that.
Or we could do some sort of Insight stuff, talk about the gala and have the coach afterwards or something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got plenty
of
time.
We'll do what we can and try to talk to somebody on the or talk with some guys about the gala and that kind of stuff and make sure everybody kind of knows what we're doing. It's going to be on December 20th.
Yeah.
And actually, I have not spoken with Randy Diller for quite a while.
Well, I had a park board meeting Monday, and we were kind of talking about how the
community club
down there, and they have their deal, but I think it's all set up where we're good to go.
Yeah, I remember one of the community club meetings, he said we're going to have our December meeting early so that we can have the gala, but I haven't I have not conversed with him to make sure that is
which he did Monday at the meeting. He did, so we were talking a little bit about the pavilion, about how it's been. We've had like 50 people rent it this year. It's really been a great deal for us.
Yep.
And there's a few spots left yet for Christmas parties and stuff, if anybody wanted, but one of the dates that was already done is ours. So they got us on the books.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to him and make sure that is...
Yeah, double check that, but I'm pretty sure they got us on the books.
To make sure that he knows that we know that we're doing it. So, I just kind of assumed all along, because he said that in a meeting, and I just wanted to be sure that we're...
We talked about they're putting a sound... Like that, so it eats the sound up.
Oh yeah,
quiet it up a little bit.
Yeah,
in there.
Some
it's
sound
really
deadening
loud
stuff.
In there.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're supposed to be. The guy said, "Can we come on Monday?" And they said, "Well, how long does this take?" Because the gala's going to need to get in there by Tuesday.
Yeah,
they're going to have a show on Wednesday. They got to have a little time to set up. And the guy says, "It'll take me one day. I'll have it done." So hopefully, it'll be a little bit quieter in there too. Hopefully,
yeah. Well,
at least not echoing.
Yeah,
it'll be loud.
Yeah, because it does kind of echo in there. And on the east side, everybody's over there eating and chit chatting.
Yeah.
And on the west side, we're doing the show, and you know, you guys are sitting there with the headphones on. Doesn't bother you. It drives Chuck absolutely
nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah,
he cannot stand any extra sound.
Extra sound in there.
Oh, it makes him he gets crazy.
So Randy was telling us there Monday night that the sound guy comes in and he's telling him. He said, so he's got like a clock or a stopwatch or whatever, and he would tell Randy. He says, "Clap your hands," and he'd clap his hands, and you could actually hear the clap, and it would hang. And he said, your facility is 3.7 seconds or something like that. It was hanging that long. And he said, it's supposed to be one. He said, so it's way too loud in here. So he said, well, this will really help. So he said, at least it'll cut it in half. So we'll see what happens. But it does. It's kind of echoey in there. But
somewhere along the line in the last year, Chuck has said something about, and all of that stuff is over my head. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't have any idea what words he was saying. But he was talking about, we got to fix that, and he had ideas, but if the town has somebody coming in to take care of it, that would be really, really good.
It's supposed to be to have it done before we get going, hopefully.
Yep.
So
if it helps, that's good. If it completely fixes it, that's great.
That'd be great.
But
like you said, the common guy don't even know it.
Yeah.
And like us, we got our headphones on, so we don't know nothing.
Yeah, you're only hearing what everybody's saying and the singers and that kind of stuff. But yeah, Chuck can't take it out. Like when he was back here running the board for Insight, mm-hmm. if you and Bubba were sitting out front and talking in a soft voice,
he's driving him crazy.
He would walk up and close the door. Get up and close the door.
We cannot have that background.
I thought, what's he doing? Mm.
Chuck's a little bit more of a perfectionist than we are.
Yeah, he points out there and he's doing the hand jabber and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't hear any of that stuff.
I don't hear anything. Are you kidding me?
But, yeah, that's why he's so good.
Yeah.
We couldn't possibly do it without that guy.
Oh, no chance.
You know, I could go set up stuff and probably make the sound stuff work, and maybe somebody could show me how to do this or that, and it might work until we had one problem. First problem,
we're done. We're throwing stuff. We're going to be in a rage.
We're done.
But I remember his first year with the Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we were acting like idiots like we always do, and then you could go back and actually watch us.
Yeah.
We are idiots. Yeah. This is perfect. We're done great.
And you know, all he's done is get better equipment different
all of a sudden
stuff.
It's like, whoa, this is getting really high tech.
Yep. Yeah. And he, you know, the little, they're not really GoPro cameras, but kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Those did just fine. So mm-hmm. we went out and got some real cameras.
Yeah. Let's get the big stuff. Let's get the real
stuff. He has some stuff that's just, it's incredible.
Yeah. I love it.
And he's so good at that.
Yeah.
And I've said it a million times, and I promise you it's true, that if it wasn't for Chuck Rohr, people would be saying, you remember 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 50 years ago when some guy was trying to do all the sports and stuff? Wouldn't that have been neat if it worked?
Mm-hmm.
And turns out it is neat because Chuck made it work.
He got it to work.
And he's
working good.
He saves me at least once a month.
Yep.
There's something going on that I just have to do. So
we just got me a couple guests just came in.
Yes, sir. We're gonna talk some
a little sport.
Friendly football, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bengals and Browns.
I got Cody Feely just stepped in along with Greg Collig.
How's it going, Big Fee?
How's it going, fellas?
How we
got
doing?
A little open gym in tonight.
Greg, move your microphone over toward you.
There you go.
Yeah, we're hurting right now. We don't get many chances to exercise anymore.
No, this is it. That changes a little bit. It's been, about 13 years since you've been at the fort.
Whew, it's bad.
Well, if you think you're hurting now, wait till in the morning.
Yeah, it'll get worse.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for sure.
We get that. I remember the old two-day effect. You used to wake up the next day and it hurt so bad, and then it took another day before you could actually start feeling good again. But it keeps you a little bit in shape, so that's kind of fun.
Yep. Something to do.
Yeah. We were just talking Fort Recovery basketball. You guys, like in if you're remembering, let's see what, like, right now, you're probably playing... They're playing each other, beating the crap out of each other, probably looking for scrimmages.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely wanting to get out of that gym, start playing games, I'm sure. You guys remember them days?
Oh, yeah. There was by the end there, it was a lot of chippiness between us. You know, I was about ready to throw Michael out of the gym half the time.
Michael.
Garkey.
Yep.
Garkey,
oh,
yeah.
Man. Figured that's who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You'd start getting the younger guys, too, that you're just ready to be done and play somebody that you get a little bit more... Your own competition.
Yeah, I know with Brian, Coach Patch, I mean, he always was always trying to get guys to come back in and help out and make you guys better.
Oh, yeah, he would bring in all the older guys, and they would just have 30, 40 pounds on us and beat up on us pretty good.
6 pounds on you, which is probably a good thing in the end, I would think. You know, you get used to that where when you get into – I remember the Marion game where they played Hacker Greg. You know, they beat the crap out of you, and it was like
– It felt like a football game after that.
It was
that
a football game, yeah. Basically was.
And he'd usually get guys, too, that weren't that far out to where their competition was very good for us because, I mean, their experience, they're giving us tips and pointers and stuff like that, which I think helped us in the long run to be able to succeed, too.
Yeah.
So you'd have to play guys like Fee that are a few decades out of...
If they brought us back, I think we'd just be walking up and down. We'd have to do a half court.
Half of you be at one end and half at the other end. Yeah. We'll take the D, you take the off end.
Oh, yeah.
But we had, so Coach Leverett, who was coach back in the day with you guys too, now he's our main guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bunch of good-looking athletes. It's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how he comes up with a game plan. And I would think he lost a lot of scoring. We lost a Ramble boy who was fabulous. And Patch, 6'9", you can't teach that.
No, that's hard to teach.
And then the post boy was fabulous. We had one more senior, I think, last year.
There's a couple. There's several. But, you know, but
who's, you know, the seniors this year?
Rex.
Oh, yeah, Rex.
Everett will be one.
Troy.
Troy Holman. And Guggenbiller.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Reese. Yep.
They have guys there that'll step up and take over some of that scoring role. It may take a little bit for them to gel and figure out who's going to be those guys.
The go-to guys.
And yeah, that'll come.
Yeah, I mean, the Overman kid, I think, is Briggs. He can make his own shots and stuff. That'll be thing. Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to be the big thing.
Well, he had that one game when he, like, the 8th, 10th game of the season, he started on JV.
Yeah.
And
he kind of worked his way like up.
25 points.
Yeah.
And he did what he does, which is a lot of the things his dad did. He's got these moves and he does, he's acrobatic and you can be acrobatic.
Plus he's a lot taller.
And miss the shot. But he was making those shots, and his dad did too. Yeah, he can be that, you know, make those crazy reach way out and reverse layup things. And you know, he was making them. And his dad always did that too.
I would assume they'll probably do a lot of up and down, trying to get up and down, play good defense, make games sluggish.
I would think, too. They got a bunch of kids that are all about 6'2", 6'3", 180 pounds, that are good-looking athletes that I think they can press the crap out of teams, I'm assuming. I mean, it'll be – we're going to try to get Bobby in probably next week or the week after, and they're going to open up in about – December 2nd, so they're only about 2 weeks away too. So,
yep.
Yeah. But right now is when it gets fun because you're finally going to get ready to start playing some teams, and it'll be a lot of fun for them, I'm sure.
When do they open up?
December 2nd,
two weeks from Saturday, right?
Yeah, two weeks from this coming Saturday.
Open up Jay County.
So girls play at noon at Jay here. County, and the boys play here at 6.
You go at Jay County, you ain't getting no calls.
You're never getting calls.
You don't even get. They didn't even give us balls to warm up back in the day.
I do remember them doing that.
Oh, yeah. They'd lock them up and
they would lock them up and not let you have them.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that.
Roll one ugly ball out. Oh, there you go, boys. Warm up.
It's lopsided. It was pretty much a balloon they give us.
It's pretty good thinking on their part, though. Mm-hmm. We're not giving you any advantages.
I think one year they actually gave us girls' balls. So we had to, like, warm up with girls' balls.
Oh, so they could screw you. Bring another ball out. This thing's huge.
Maybe they had all the tricks. Probably a little long.
That's good coaching stuff. That's good thinking.
They had 42 balls on their side.
Classic. Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Yeah, maybe we'll talk. Greg's got an Ohio State shirt on. Maybe we'll talk a little Buckeyes and see what they got going on this week.
And maybe a little Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, old Jimmy.
I remember when he used to be a coach.
Yeah. Now he's a cheater.
Yeah. The way their coach was crying, is he still with us?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
New Year's Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member.
Bubba and Fee. Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee. Bubba's on the turkey delivery business today. Should be getting about done. I got a couple guests came in on late notice. Greg Collick and Cody Feely are in here with me and Neil. Let's talk Buckeyes a little bit. What are you guys thinking here? We heading our way undefeated into Michigan? Or
I mean, I like where we're at this week.
Being at home has got to be a big help for us.
I know. I was talking to a couple guys, and I feel like my biggest thing is I feel like Henderson, almost to the point where I think he shouldn't play this week. And
I know you said something to me about that. Probably not a bad idea.
Because who are the Buckeyes playing this week?
Minnesota,
okay.
Yeah. Yep. 4 o'clock, I think.
4 o'clock, weird game, but weird time. But they said that's for the senior night or senior day or whatever, so all the seniors will get recognized, and then you still get the parents out of there by, you know, a fairly early date. Now, so you're not playing at 9 o'clock or something
at the Horseshoe too.
Yeah,
I like our odds.
Yeah, I think we take care of business this week.
Yep,
and
yep.
The showdown will
don't look ahead. Get these guys beat and then get going.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine this week, but. That Michigan game's coming.
What are you guys thinking about that? That's going to be a showdown.
Both teams are good, I think.
I bounce back and forth. You know, if we can stop the run, we have a chance. You know, but they're pretty good.
I'll tell you what, we've went 2 years ago, we'd have been talking this. We'd have been saying, we'll kill them. How are we going to beat them by 3 touchdowns or 4?
We're scarred from
now. All of a sudden, a couple years, we took a couple slaps, and it was like, oh my, this is not easy. This is not good. And now we got to go up to the house, the big house. That's going to be.
That's what's tough, too.
That could be the deciding. It's probably an even game with them having the home advantage. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I feel like their defense hasn't really been tested yet, you know, through the air. They've had a pretty soft schedule. Penn State isn't anything to write home about.
Yeah, you know, I think Penn State got ranked real high, and I think they thought, you know, we're gonna cakewalk, or, you know, we're going to beat some of these teams, and Penn State's not as good as I don't think that, especially at home, and they couldn't do anything.
They kind of got that, I feel like, where it's stuck in their heads too. Like, it seems like they're just the number 3 team every year.
Yep.
Like, they win their games they're supposed to, and then they play Ohio State, Michigan, get beat, and it's like up 2 losses. They can't get over the hump, it seems like.
Yeah, I think the big thing for the Buckeyes, if they can get a lead in that game and play from ahead against Michigan,
quiet that time,
you know,
that crowd,
then they can't run the ball the whole game, and you know, and we.
Well, they're not going to go a whole half and not throw a pass.
Mm-mm.
And beat the Buckeyes.
No.
There's no way that's going to happen.
I hope not.
Their running back is a stud, I think.
He's a stud. Yeah. They're both pretty good. I think we can stop that.
I think he's got, I've seen almost 50 touchdowns in his career, and he's up there with some of the top running backs that have played.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. And how about, what are you guys thinking about, like, next year with the teams coming in? Have they said anything yet of, like,
what is it,
where's it going to go? You know, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if they've came out with who's on what side or if they're doing sides.
I just don't understand how you can put Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, all on the same side. It's like, every year that other side, the east side or whatever, just gets killed. I mean, they go to that tournament and they just kill them. I mean, it ain't even close.
It's what, USC and UCLA that are coming?
Coming in, yeah.
Is there another team?
I was thinking Washington or Oregon or somebody up in there.
State or Washington's coming in.
I know they've been talking about them. I didn't know. I don't know who's exactly definitely in and who's.
It'll be a
money thing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting too how teams travel. You know, they go all the west coast of the college.
Yeah, how you
know it's that's going to be a whole different ball game of home atmospheres.
Be interesting to see if that's a do you fly them in the day before? You know, take them out of school the day before and get them out there, or you know, get ready for that. Or you, I mean, they ain't gonna jump off that plane and start playing football.
No, it's gonna be a
doesn't make sense
new
to me
for
at
everybody.
All.
I don't know why they're money, but
it's money. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely money.
I do like the. Is it next year they go to 12 in the playoffs?
I think it's 8 next year.
Or 8.
Yeah, and it's gonna be 12.
I like that they're giving it more because, especially like whenever like last year when Cincy got in.
Two years ago.
Whenever you get like teams like that where they get in, but it's like, do they really deserve to get in? Well, now you have, they got to win a few games, and it's like, okay, and now you're proving yourself to get to the Final Four or whatever it is. I mean, I like that they're doing that.
Yeah, I think that makes it kind of fun. It's always neat to have an underdog to come in there, you know, and see how they do. But, you know, Notre Dame gets in automatically if they. If they get through their schedule, they're automatically in. It's like, and they made it the 1 year and got clobbered.
Oh, yeah. They've been bad in the playoffs for sure.
I really like Freeman. I think he's such a class act, but I don't know how good a coach he is yet. But
they just can't figure it out.
They can't figure it out.
It's hard for them recruiting, though, too, because you got to be a brain scientist.
You got to be brilliant. You got to be brilliant.
Like to get some of those guys, I think they have to probably be decently smart to get in there.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I don't think it's going to be, though, with them going to the bigger schedule of college playoffs, I don't think it's going to be anything like the basketball where you get upsets wide open and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if that was, they were trying to expand it so far like that, but.
Well, this year could be an interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Last game. You know, picking your four teams could be really interesting this year because there's going to be that 5 and 6 team is going to be pretty darn good that ain't going to make it. There's some teams that are catching fire right now, like Alabama. Oregon's been solid.
Washington's
solid. You know, there's three solid teams that are looking in, you know, as the Florida State. So does the loser of Ohio State Michigan game. Like last year, we snuck in. Yeah. And after they played, you know, it looked like we were deserved to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it'll be interesting, you know, if I think we could, the winner or the loser of that game will get in if there's some loss, if Alabama loses.
Yeah.
If one of the Pac-12 teams.
They got to go away too, don't they?
Yeah, they got
to. They're going to play each other, right?
Yeah, in Texas. I think Texas wins the Big 12-1, they'll get in. So we need them to go down as well.
Yeah, they're sniffing it too.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting college football. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got a Bengals fan. We got a Browns fan. We're going to talk about the Bengals and the Browns when we get right back.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the Commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
At it here on Wednesday night, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and my guests are Greg Golic and Cody Feely. We're talking about, we just got done talking about the Buckeyes, now we're going to talk a little NFL. Greg, huge Bengals fan. Cody, huge Browns fan.
And they still like each other.
We got some really bad news today. If you're a Browns fan, our quarterback is done. Out for the year.
He broke his ankle.
Yeah, he went in for an ankle MRI and broke his shoulder getting into the MRI machine. We figured it out.
Gut punch for Browns fans.
That was a tough one for the Brownies. I don't know what they'll do there.
How does that happen?
They're going to go with DTR.
If it's unfortunate, you guys had a backup that was, I think, pretty good. You might have traded him early in the year.
Yeah,
he was doing all right, I think. Where's he at?
Didn't need him.
Minnesota, he's won back-to-back games. He's leading to the promised land. It's like, what? What is going on?
Oh, gosh.
What do you think of that, Code? I mean, we're talking about, we had PJ, or what's his name?
Dobbs.
The other quarterback.
Dobbs is the...
No, the one we took out.
P.J. Walker.
Oh, P.J. Walker. I mean, he was the backup, and now all of a sudden DTR's jumped over him.
I think it's more of an upside.
I mean, is that a practice thing where you think he was looking fabulous now? All of a sudden, because he got annihilated, and he was not ready to play big-time football when he played Baltimore.
He was in unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, he got thrown into the wolves.
Deshaun was warming up like he was going to play, and then they go in an hour and a half before the game and tell this rookie, fifth-round rookie, that he's starting, and then he was over his head in the water there with playing the Ravens, who were top five defense in the league, and, I mean...
Week against Pittsburgh, he's going to have a lot more chances.
This isn't his ideal opponent to start out with, and we're out.
JJ's going to be saying, hello, young man. I'll be back here in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. And also, we're out, second string tackles? Yeah, we're probably about on. They're going to start recruiting us pretty soon.
We're picking guys out of everywhere. We've got three guys out of the bar, and they're our linemen.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, it's actually working pretty good for us right now. But the one thing I said, which I think you guys might remember them a little bit, but the Bears, back in the day, had the greatest defense ever. Yeah. And Jim McMahon was about half. He was terrible. But he just would score a few points for him. And, I got 10 points for you, boys. Beat him. And they wouldn't give up anything.
Realistically, if he just doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, when they played the Ravens the first time, I think he had three picks. And the Ravens were inside the 30 of two of them. So, I mean, we were pretty much giving them points. And
you just can't turn
the ball over in the NFL.
No. But even our main man, Deshaun's
turning.
First play of the game, two plays into the first beginning of the game, we throw a touchdown with the wrong team. So, and he's done that. He's done that a couple of times. The Pittsburgh game on Monday night, there was only one way they were going to beat us.
Turnovers.
And
that's how they won every game.
The Steelers are unbelievable.
You guys have to turn into the Steelers.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
It's just two teams.
Terrible offense, great defense.
Unbelievable defense.
And hope the defense scores 14 points for you.
Yeah, I mean, he just needs to not turn the ball over, and the Browns defense needs to be doing what they've been doing.
Just keep doing what they're doing.
Miles Garrett is so good.
He is good. That's what I was telling Jack, too. I said, he is a stud. He's
the defensive coordinator they got, it just seems like sometimes you just wonder how some of those guys got jobs, because it's like, okay, you got this stud pass rusher, and it seemed like he was just using him in ways that you would, that he couldn't get any rush, but it was just like you're just throwing him into a triple cup or blocking, and it's
can't
like,
do nothing.
Now he's doing crossovers on our center and sacking Burrow every 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just like, I don't know if, and then the Browns are just playing man-to-man defense with their corners and making guys beat him, but.
I mean, you look at the guys like J.J. Watt and him, you know, Bosa. They are so fast and so freaky, and they're huge. I mean, they're big guys, and like Garrett jumping over the center and blocking the kick in the Indianapolis Colts game. Yeah, that can't happen. That is not known. That can't happen.
I mean, last week I think I seen a play late in the game, and the Ravens were like 3rd and 7. It was a big play, and Lamar kind of got out of the pocket, started sprinting, and Garrett was like in the middle of the pile and chased him down to beat the first down. And it's like, these guys are freaks. Like,
they are unbelievable. So, Greg.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one.
Oh, that was rough.
Oh, dang. You guys had that one.
You know, it's weird. We shouldn't have actually been in the game.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they let you back in.
They let us in. Boyd dropped that touchdown. It was a heartbreaker, you know, and then I have to go watch the Browns kick a game-winning field goal. It was all looking terrible, and then I wake up.
You didn't have to watch.
I woke up this morning and seeing some tweets and from Bronny and other Browns fans that you lost your quarterback, and it all was better for me.
Pain's gone.
Pain's gone. I'm feeling great again for this Thursday.
So it's not you guys just love the team that you root for. You actually want the other team just to get destroyed every game.
We could lose every game, but as long as the Browns lose in heartbreaking fashion, I'm also happy.
I mean, the Bengals.
And that's happened plenty of years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it happens every year.
For both teams.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Burrow turns into Greg whenever they play the Browns. So, I mean, we're fine every time we play the Bengals.
Handles him.
We'll see. We'll see what DTR does this time.
Yeah. DTR's got to lead him to the promised land.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I heard him, you know, they're saying get Matt Ryan.
I heard Tom Brady's coming back out of
retirement. Tom Brady, they're throwing all these names out. Come get these guys.
Old Big Mac Jones, baby.
Yeah, Gronkowski.
Gronk wants him.
Gronk says that he needs to ask for a lease and go to the Browns, but I don't think I want the nut kicker on our team.
Nah, we'll pass on him.
Oh, man.
Bengals, how about Stroud?
Oh, he killed us. He looks awesome. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, he's throwing 380-yard passing games at it like it's nothing.
And he's only thrown 2 interceptions.
He's smart with the football.
But he threw that interception.
That was bad. Yeah.
They're back in this. And then when he had to pass, the long pass, and they stopped him before he got it, I was thinking that was the dumbest thing he could have done. They should have just let him score. And they stopped him.
It was...
I thought they're going to run this down in no time, and they're going to get a touchdown, win the game anyhow. And it's like, nope, didn't work.
They're trying to put him in the MVP conversation. What do you guys think of that?
I think he should be. You know, his numbers are there. Their team isn't that great around him. You know, they've been overachieving.
I mean, I think that's one. If he can bring him to the playoffs, then you got to really think about. He's pretty
good. The last 3 weeks, he's been whatever it is, 2, 3, 4 weeks, he's been great. Before that, he wasn't terrible.
Carolina stopped him, held him to 13 points, but he just shredded all the best defenses.
I don't understand that.
Well, it was early, you know, you learn stuff, especially when you're a rookie. You learn things, and it starts to get a little better, and sometimes he gets to this point, and then everybody figures him out, then he's back down.
He's got such good poise.
He
doesn't get excited. He doesn't, you know, they say, he's been in front of the lights. He's been in the Buckeyes, you know, packed houses, Penn State wideouts. He handles it. He's calm.
He's got a little Burrow to him, I think. Yeah. You know, even on the sidelines, even after he threw the pick, he didn't get too worked up about it. You know, he knew he was going to have a chance to make up for it. And ever since that Georgia game, he like flipped a switch. I don't know what it was in that playoff game last year, but he's looked special.
Yeah, looked really good in the NFL.
The NFL has a lot of good young quarterbacks, I feel like. And then this class, it seems like there's a chance to be a bunch more coming in.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them coming in. So what about Murray? Murray's going to go in there and screw their draft pick.
I don't know how he got that out of that sack last week. It was unbelievable.
He just runs around and then somehow
he's five foot two.
He looks like my daughter when she steals like my cell phone. I'm trying to get it back. She just short little steps. It's unbelievable.
Throw a 50-yarder down there. Touchdown. Oh, yeah.
So Josh Allen was 2 years. He was tremendous, and now they can't win anything. Just seems like what's going on there.
They're bad.
So they just fired their OC. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Dorsey kind of took the hit on that one.
It seemed weird even to start the year with Diggs throwing fits and not showing up. It just seemed like that team is just kind of falling apart.
That's a shame. And Burrow was, we'll call it, not good the first couple of weeks.
No, he couldn't move. He was about as fast as me in his open gym.
And Mahomes hasn't been. You know, those were the three kings. They were Tom Brady.
Oh yeah,
three Tom Bradys coming along, and now they're all kind of Burrow's back
they're
a little
back
bit,
to but, life
but
a little bit.
No, they're not near as good as they were.
No, Burrow's coming back here. But I think Mahomes, I'm a little nervous because Kansas City has played bad.
And they're still winning.
They can't be beat.
And they're winning.
Mahomes is so good, you know he's going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
By the time the end of the year comes. It was kind of like last year. There was multiple times during the year everyone's writing them off. They're not going to win their division. Yeah. And then the end of the year, they kind of turn it
start
on.
Start dialing it
and,
in.
You know,
this will be a fun Monday night game because Chiefs and Eagles rematch.
Yeah, Super Bowl rematch
here.
That'd be a good one.
Both teams 7-2, I believe.
Oh yeah, 8-1.
8-1.
Okay.
Taylor Swift will be in attendance.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, Swifties are going to be out loud.
We'll see 72,000 times.
Oh my God. Hugging everybody.
Oh yeah, Donna Kelce. She'll be up there about 62 times.
Yeah. One more reason to hate them.
Yeah. Jeez. It's incredible. God.
It's crazy.
Mm. I can't wait till the song comes out when they break up.
Oh, yeah.
The album's going to be fire.
She's going to make another $1 billion on just a Travis Kelce breakup tour.
Another rip job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to love it. Well, I tell you what, boys, I think NFL's going to be fun.
AFC North for sure is
AFC,
gonna be
well. It'd be cool if all four of them get in.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, there's no way that's ever happened.
You know, like in the playoffs, we're just all gonna kill each other. No one's gonna have any players left.
No.
Yeah.
The AFC is absolutely nuts. Like I've seen, there's like 3 or 4 6-3 teams. The Chiefs are up at the top, but it's like, I think if the Bengals beat the Ravens Thursday and the Chiefs lose, the Browns or the Steelers could be, I believe, there's a couple things that could happen, but it could be the first seed. Like, it's so close that...
Oh, there are a bunch of them.
The Steelers. You guys...
I mean,
the Steelers just play nobody from here on out. They've been outgained in every game for 9 straight games, the first time in history of the NFL.
Easiest strength of schedule left.
I don't get it.
Mike Tomlin somehow just keeps winning.
Like, he's Houdini.
Yeah, he is Houdini. It's incredible. What? Their team's. That Monday night against the Browns, they were so bad. I thought, they can't even move it. They can't do anything.
They had like -7 yards in the third quarter.
They had like one first down in the first half.
Yeah, you dominate the whole game and they win.
They've done it all the games.
Every game they've won is that way.
Oh, yeah.
They got dominated by the other team, but they won.
I keep thinking every week, Pittsburgh won't be up there.
Yeah,
and then they're just going to keep winning. I don't get it.
I think they've been outgained the last 5 games or 6 games. They have been outgained in yards, and they've still won.
We got them twice, and I know one of those games is going to be crazy. We'll lose a long snapper on our kicks. We won't be able to kick nothing. It's 17 turnovers. It'll be...
Yeah.
We're going to lose one of them. I don't know how, but we're going to lose one of them.
Ugly football.
It's ugly, but they win.
They get it done.
Granted, that's defense, too. But they got a great defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fellas, I'm glad you guys came in tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
You guys didn't even throw punches or anything.
No, it was pretty mild.
I guess you guys over the last 20 years you've been insulting each other's teams long enough that you don't get into fist fights anymore?
No.
We've probably been into a couple scuffles.
Yeah. Here or there. Here or there. We've taken plenty of trips to Cleveland and Cincinnati to watch the games.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's about 50-50.
I'll tell you
but
what,
you got the best of us recently.
Well, what I see when the Bengals and Browns play, it's always the wrong team wins. Whichever team is doing well, they lose. If the Bengals are going great, Browns will win it somehow. And if the Browns have a couple of games going, a little momentum going, Bengals will just stomp them.
it makes no sense.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's tough when you're sitting there watching the game and your team loses.
He's been in dog pound a couple of times, getting barked at.
I can't imagine that. We went to the Colts game one time. Colts were terrible. Browns were actually good. And we went in with all our stuff, you know, and the Brown fans are burr, 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 dog pound, you know, they were barking the whole time. And we came out and we got beat on the last second field goal. We're walking out, all these Colts fans, yipe, 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 burr, burr, where's your doggies at now? You just want to kill somebody. It's like,
it's the loneliest walk out of Cleveland.
It's a terrible walk.
Out of the dog pound when you lose the Bengals.
That's a long trip back to the car.
So how does it feel to be dumber than Rick Ports? Rick Ports always had a Fort Recovery and a St. Henry shirt.
Ricky was smart.
Whoever got ahead, he would shirt. Yeah, yep. Be good to go.
He'd take the Fort Recovery shirt off or put it back on. You guys are dumb.
We are.
You guys got to figure that out, man.
You might have to pull a port to you.
I think maybe too much alcohol was involved in thinking that intelligent.
Yeah,
we got a little liquid courage every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while, that'll get you. We'll get you. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. We may have to have you come in later and during playoffs and see what's going on.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll call her an early night tonight, Neil. And then, so far, so good. We'll be back next week. I'm going to try to get Mr. Twaits to come in and talk to us a little bit.
And maybe a couple other college guys. We'll see who's coming home.
Yeah, he did retire. Yeah, he retired. Yep. He said, I think he did all he could do, you know. And it's amazing how, I mean, I coached that kid, and he worked so hard. I mean, he was like you, Greg. Greg worked hard, too. I mean, the only way you're going to be really good is you got to put in the time after practice is over, and you got to go shoot them 100 shots. You got to go, you know, throw baseball a million times. And Nick was one of the hardest working kids I've ever seen. He got it to about 94, I think. You know, but he said,
20 years ago, that'd have been incredible.
Oh, it'd been incredible. Yeah. Jerry said, you know, he said, oh, you're 94, you're doing good. He goes, Coach, there's 20 of us that go 94 mile an hour. He said, I got to get us something else or it ain't going to work. You know, and that just shows you how big that level is to get there.
It is great. Every reliever come out of an MLB bullpen's throwing 98.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Todd Coffey was awesome. He'd come in, he'd fly in there and throw 96. We're like, whoa, this guy's bringing it.
It's unbelievable. Nothing anymore.
Even the starters now are pumping 96, 97.
And there was nobody that threw 100 mile an hour.
No.
Now there's five of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's unbelievable. You look up and it's 101. Jesus God, everybody's throwing 100.
So let me just ask you guys that played in kind of that era with the faster pitches. Is there a difference between, of course, you guys probably didn't face 94 and 98. Is there that much difference between 94 and 98 or 98 and 90? 90 sounds like incredible.
I faced two kids, Richard's kid, left-hander from
Versailles, probably.
Versailles, yeah. And he went to Xavier, and he threw 92, I think. And he had a nasty breaking ball and stuff. And I remember I couldn't even see the ball. And I mean, I thought I was a decent hitter. And coach gives me the bunt sign because he somehow walked Toby in front of me. And I remember holding my bat out and it was like, I'm like, I can't even see this. Ball on it. And then Nick Bruins.
Coach, he's not hitting my bat.
Nick Bruins was from St. Henry. He went to BG.
He was good, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He threw it 88, 89, but he had a curveball that was 12-6, and it was those guys are on a different level.
Those are the guys that are unbelievable.
I'll be honest, I couldn't hit 72, so I just couldn't hit. So they all look the same.
You know,
I had just as good a chance at 92 as I did 73.
But you can hit a 20-mile-an-hour softball.
Better at that.
A long way.
That's a little easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
It's a lot easier, that's for sure. Yeah. I tell you what, when he came in, I remember when he was coming from Marion, he was going to come to play for us, and he gets out there, and Chase Brins gets down there, and he says, let's throw something. You know, he throws a couple balls, and I'm thinking, that kid ain't that great. And then he started unloading, and I thought, holy boy. So then we were on a Saturday morning practice, and he said, I want to simulate three innings. And so he got up, and he was simulating three innings, and I'm standing out there, and I'm just itching because I want to hit him so bad. And I was like, let me in there. Let me hit him. And I started walking in, and I thought, if he misses, he kills me. Yeah. He said, because there's no way I'm getting out of the way of it. I'll back out.
Yeah, that one's
hurt. That's not a good idea. Yeah, I think I'll quit on that.
Have you talked to him, like, what his after career plans are? Like,
you know, somebody said he's in Dayton right now, and I've heard different things. I heard he might be a pilot.
Oh, wow.
He's thinking about going to...
Wow.
Yeah. I think I did hear that somewhere.
Somebody told me that and said Sinclair or somebody's got it.
Yeah, Sinclair, I think,
has a quick track to the to being a pilot.
One of those schools down there does have a...
Somebody told me that. I haven't got to text him here in a while, so I'm going to text him and see if he can come in. And I'd love to hear, you know, I mean, I'm proud as hell of him. I think everybody in Fort Recovery is. I mean, we all will follow him, and we all crossed our fingers. And you know, he made that last year. He made that the end of the season. He was pitching so good, and he got moved up to Double A for the last week of the year. You know, and he went in, and he actually got a pitch in Double A, and he came in, got him out. You know, he said, I didn't give him any runs.
Yeah.
You know, and he was excited. I know he was fired up by going in this year, and he just got off to a bad start, and then he got moved down back to where he was before, and I think that was the end of it. I mean, I think he knew that.
That's hard whenever
it's just tough. I mean, and there was a couple kids that were there that they went the other way. They went to Double A, and he went back to single, you know, and it was like, you know.
It is.
I'm sure it's and it's kind of unbelievable. Like last year, you know, if you remember too, he was talking about, like, he had a psychologist and they talk to you and try to get you through that. And he goes, it's amazing how much that game is between your ears. Oh, you know, you just gotta, that home run happens, you gotta let that go. You know, you can't let that. And he said, I would beat myself up when somebody hit a home run off of me. It would just piss me off so bad. And you don't think about that stuff, you know. That's kind of cool.
I remember that as a pitcher back in the day. If someone just fouled off a fastball, I'd be so pissed. I'm like,
how did he touch that?
I remember a kid before Lawrence, he hit two home runs foul. Fastball, so I was like, it's coming again, buddy.
You ain't hitting this
one. He hit it 420 dead center. Yeah, looking back, yeah, definitely it's crazy. You don't think of it as a thinking game.
Yeah.
Especially as a pitcher, but you see that with pitchers as they get older. It's just maturity.
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
Figuring out, it's all about location.
You know, they laugh, you know, they always tell you, and in the majors, you know, you can throw it 100 mile an hour and everybody will hit it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if it's moving, nobody hits it. You know, and that's, you watch Coldwater. You know, they'll talk about guys, that this guy's going to throw 94 against them. It better be moving or they'll kill it.
Oh, yeah.
They love that fastball.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, you threw, what, high 80s?
Yeah, I was throwing high 80s.
I was going to say.
And we would, if we pitched you against Coldwater, they'd hit you. If we pitched A.J. Bax, he threw a looper.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't hit it. I remember your senior year, I think Ethan pitched.
Somebody that throws curveballs.
And absolutely was throwing a flopper up there, and they could not hit it. They hated it.
They did.
Travis Hart was fabulous.
Oh, Travis,
he was fabulous.
He was the cold water killer.
Oh my God, he could beat cold water.
Every time.
Travis is like, I can't believe these guys are that good. I get them every time. I can't do nothing.
He's dominant. Jackson Hobbs.
The problem is he'd give up two runs and we'd lose 2-1 because we couldn't score.
Yeah,
we couldn't hit them.
Yeah, Jackson Hobbs was he had so much junk.
Oh yeah,
anybody could hit it. I mean, it was just you know, I think his fastball was 38 miles an hour.
Yeah,
just
he still got it done.
Yeah, but he got it.
Great Maddox didn't throw hard, but he got her done.
Exactly right.
Yep, you can get away with that stuff if he can figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and that's what Nick talked about. He's got to get that off speed better, you know. And I just think it just wasn't good enough. It was just not quite good enough.
But,
if your off speed's really good, that 94 mile an hour looks like about a 101 mile an hour when it's working good. But
for sure,
it's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, boys, I appreciate you coming up. We'll get you out of here. You guys can get back home. Exactly. Greg's got himself a couple little beautiful daughters and a son, and Cody's got a couple beautiful girls, and things have changed in 13 years.
A little bit.
They have. Slowed us down a little bit.
Slowed them down a little bit.
Big time.
Nothing wrong with that, Daddy. Nothing better than it, boys.
Appreciate you guys having us.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Get you back in again.
Love it.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
We'll see you next week, I guess.
Next week. We'll be back. We'll have something.
We will have something. We got several things we're pretty sure we're going to get done.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Keep meeting.
We're going to have as many college kids as we can, for sure. And we got a couple things we planning for Insight, and we may be doing a...
Might be talking about the gala a little.
The Christmas show preview, and we'll see how that all goes. So, thanks for listening, and I'll be in the archives shortly.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.